Well, good. You're finally awake. You ran into the ambush outside of the studio.
Ambush outside of the studio?
Yeah, there was an angry mob of people that didn't like that we said Haunted Mansion was better than Jungle Cruise.
Disney fans are so passionate. How long have I been out?
4 months.
4 months?! Hey, Christian.
What
do we in Star Wars have in common?
When it came back, no one liked it.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. At the top of our game, here we are.
Oh,
yeah. You already off to a fantastic start. I gotta learn. All right, I'll censor it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Off to a fantastic start.
Right back into it.
Right back. All right, here we are. We're back.
We're doing great.
Another episode. Well, okay. Welcome back to a little bit of Magic Podcast with Shane and Christian, or Christian and Shane. The logo says Christian and Shane. But on iTunes, it says Shane and Christian.
Take your pick.
It's a good balance. We're back. We don't know what to talk about, but we had to get an episode out because, we need to stay consistent. And also...
It's been a while.
Yes, it has been a while, and I feel bad, and my family is telling me to keep making a new one, so here we are. So now that we're back, we're just going to talk about whatever, and then once we hit a stride, we'll probably find some more topics. So, like, topics that I'm looking into. The Buzz Lightyear movie. Crazy Disney theories. What was the one you wanted to do? Kingdom Hearts 3.
Hey, once I beat that game, you bet we're doing a podcast on that. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, next year?
Hey.
Alright, so, today we're gonna do something a little different. Now, Christian has seen the Aladdin Broadway show.
And you've seen the Frozen Broadway show.
That is true.
So, we're in a musical mood here, so we're gonna compare... the musicals, and we're gonna talk about them to the animated movies, and also maybe talk about the live action ones that are coming in the near future,
or potential sequels that just got a trailer.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on.
Yes.
So where to begin? I guess I'll go first.
Yeah, you go first,
buddy. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yeah, I said it. You're giving me a look anyway. So. Oh, for my 18th birthday, I was, my mom got me tickets to go see Aladdin on Broadway, and it was an amazing experience, and I loved it. Arguably, I loved it more than the animated movie, because it was just like, I don't know, it's a little more personal, seeing actors, and I don't know, I loved the songs so much, and I especially loved the main difference being, Shane, you did not see the musical, right?
I have seen a total of two Broadway musicals. Both of them had Michael Crichton in it.
Nice.
Michael Crichton's the author of Jurassic Park. I'm sorry. Robert Crichton, spelled the same way.
Nice.
He was James Cagney in the Cagney musical. He played James Cagney. And then he is also Duke Wesselton in the Frozen musical. Spoiler alert, that's the one I'm going to be talking about.
And the main difference, or one of the main differences between the animated and the musical is that, you know, Abu?
Yes.
Little monkey?
Yeah.
He is not in the musical because, you know, how could they control that?
But Iago is.
Iago is, and he's now a person?
But is he a bird to everybody else?
I'm going to say that I'm going to plead the fifth on that one, Chief.
Okay, because...
Because, again, I saw it a while ago.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure it was just he was just a guy.
Did he talk like Gilbert Godfrey?
Yes, and he was hysterical.
Yeah.
There was like he nailed the Iago laugh. You know, the very crackly, like I can't do it. I'm not gonna even try to. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Instead of Abu, they went back to like you know the original story of like the Arabian Nights where that whole thing comes from?
Yes.
He had three other friends.
Okay.
That were like his thief friends.
Okay.
They were, Bad Cat, Omar, and Kasim, and I love them so much.
Isn't Kasim the guy from the beginning of the animated movie? The guy that isn't the chosen one and gets eaten by the Cave of Wonders?
I don't know.
I think that was his name. It's something like that. It's like, it's Kasim or Gazim, because
yeah.
Jafar says it. Early on.
Probably. And also, they, I think they focused a little less on Jasmine in the musical.
She has a song, though, doesn't she?
She does.
She has her own song, which she doesn't in the movie.
Yeah, well, it gives her a little bit more explanation. In the movie, it's kind of just like, dang, heck, this sure does stink. And in this one, she's like, I don't like being here. I'm trapped in this castle, and that's why I want to leave. So it's like, there's a little makes more sense.
Right.
No tiger friend. She has, like, little female friends that, like, actually help the plot.
Really?
They talk to her. They give her advice. So, like, we're not saying go against your father, but if you did.
Yeah.
It's funny. There's, like, this interaction during, there's a scene where Aladdin is trapped in the castle.
Mm.
He got, like, kidnapped by Jafar, and there's a little interaction between the three female friends and the three, Beckett, Omar, and Kasim.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just, like, this little, like, they go, hi, hi, hi. And it's the funniest thing.
So what did they, what role do those three characters play?
They're just his friends, and they, like, help break him out.
He just has friends?
He's just his friends, though.
So they're the substitute for Abu, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
They, like, help him get away with, like, his crimes and stuff.
Okay.
In the beginning, when he steals, like, the loaf of bread before.
He has,
like,
a gun. He has a gang.
he has a gun?
Yeah, he has a gun. He has a gang, and a gun. A gun would have helped, I think.
They do have swords, which is really cool, because they have, like, these, like, fight sequences, which are, like, really just funny. They also make fun of it. And,
yeah.
Like, one of the songs is, like, they're playing music while we're fighting.
Really?
It's the funniest thing. Oh, my God. And the genie is the best part.
Obviously.
Of the entire show.
He has to be.
He's so talented. He always makes comments, and they leave room purposely for him to improv a lot of things. So, like, I know I've seen clips where it's, like, Whoopi Goldberg has been the genie, and, like, he came out, and he's like, well, what's this?
Oh, yeah?
And, like, they sang a tribute to Robert Williams.
Yes.
Like, they've done all these things with him, just, like, kind of leading it.
Yes.
So, some respect. But then you go to the animated movie, and I don't know, like, I just feel so much different in theater.
I'm sure it does. Yeah, well, yeah, it would. Because the idea of the genie in the animated movie is that
he can do whatever he wants.
And also, like, that's the idea, is that they got a guy that can do impressions so that they could animate the genie in all those different impressions. Like, they have the genie look like they have the genie look like Jack Nicholson when he does a Jack Nicholson. But, like, the Broadway genie can't exactly just rely on impressions because he can't look like that. So he has to tell jokes.
He's hysterical. Also, I think, I may be wrong, but I think they had the voice actor who was Jafar in the animated was Jafar in the musical.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere. I don't know. Fact check me on that.
Fact check? Let's fact check right now. Here we go. I got my computer out. We're gonna fact check this, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Let's do Aladdin cast. No, that's the new one. I'm sorry. Hold on. Aladdin.
All the meanwhile, I'll continue. One thing I liked is that they also gave Aladdin a little more of a backstory.
Yeah.
That, like, I didn't really know from watching the original. They had this song called Powder Your Boy, which is him, like, talking to his parents, saying, hey, I suck.
Yeah.
I'm a thief. But I'm gonna do something cool. Not saying that there's the rest of the musical, but I'm gonna do it.
Here it is, yeah. He was
right?
He was Jafar in Aladdin.
Ha-ha!
Congratulations, you are right. Look, he was... He was Jafar in Kingdom Hearts, Kingdom Hearts 2, Kingdom Hearts 3, and Kingdom Hearts Recoded. But he's not
Kingdom Hearts 3.
No, Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix, and then Kingdom Hearts Recoded. But he wasn't in Kingdom Hearts 3.
No.
Is he in Kingdom Hearts 3? Is Jafar in?
I haven't played
Do you go
that
to Agrabah?
Much of it. I haven't played that, dude. I barely got past the tutorial yet.
I hope my brother doesn't listen to this. He'll be ashamed of you.
Hey, Shane's brother. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, I mean, that's cool. Apparently, he does other Broadway stuff. He was, he was understudy for a guy in Mary Poppins, for Admiral Boom, I think.
Nice.
Mary Poppins is so much fun.
I don't know. I know that's why I personally found the musical better, because I feel like most people would agree with me.
Better than the movie.
Better than the movie, yes.
Okay.
It's like, it's a whole different experience, I guess. If you're sitting back at home, obviously, you're not going to expect actors to come bursting into your home and dance.
Yes, because, well, I would say that makes more sense because I think a musical is just naturally, I mean, a good musical is naturally more timeless.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, and this is this is in no way a dig on Robin Williams, because I love, I think he's hilarious in that movie. Even if you don't know who the impressions are, they're still very funny quotes.
I can't believe I'm losing to a rug.
Yeah, well, that Rodney Dangerfield, yeah. But even then, even when I was a kid, I didn't know who Rodney Dangerfield was. But when he says, I can't believe it, I'm losing to a rug, it's very funny. And he makes that silly face, which is Rodney Dangerfield. But I think a musical, since they don't they can't rely on the animation to really do whatever they want, they have to make the whole thing just visually appealing with what they have, like, in the physical world, as opposed mm-hmm. to on a piece of paper. So I think if it's a good Broadway musical is timeless, no matter what. Like, that goes for anything. So I feel like that's why a Disney Broadway musical would appeal to a lot more people more than the movie would.
Yeah, and plus, like, just being, like, theater kids.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't love a good dance number.
Yeah, I'll censor that, too.
What?
Look, we gotta keep it clean. Wow, this sure is interesting, but we'll be right back after these messages.
Dun, 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 dun.
Is there anything else to say about this? Is there anything left to say?
Well, I know I had a great musical experience. What about yours?
Well, first of all, have you done Aladdin? Have you done Aladdin, like, in musical theater? Have you performed it?
No.
Have you auditioned for it?
No, there were never anything for Aladdin.
I never did a Disney musical, ever.
They're doing Beauty and the Beast in my high school, but I'm like, of course it's after I leave. Yeah, exactly. Where...
It's my favorite. They did Beauty and the Beast at my local high school that I didn't go to, because I didn't go to my local high school. I went to an academy, and my local high school did Beauty and the Beast, like, my sophomore year or something like that. Yeah, and I was really disappointed, because we can't do... Since I went to an all-boys high school, we really couldn't do... we couldn't rely heavily on sort of female leads.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we did a lot of... Like, Fiddler on the Roof is mostly guys. We did Fiddler on the Roof. The Music Man...
Should have done Newsies.
...is mainly guys. Yeah, well, Newsies is I think, the next big one. Newsies is the next... that's hard, Newsies.
Yeah, it's a lot of dancing.
It's very difficult. But yeah, like, Beauty and the Beast is one that I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to do Aladdin. I want Little Mermaid, all that stuff.
We did Little Mermaid my sophomore year. I was one of the guys on the boat.
Little Mermaid, I think, is the cheapest Disney show, because I always see advertisements for, like, local community theaters near me, or just, like, on my way to school, that are doing Little Mermaid. I think that's the cheapest Broadway show.
For some productions of it, it's like they just have, like, Ariel just, like, kind of, like, walking around and, like, rolling around, maybe on roller skates or something. For my school, they had the flying rig. They made everyone run around in Heelys, which was a terrible idea. We had fun. It was so funny. You always just see kids in the hallways after school just going down on Heelys.
Yeah.
To the point where they almost, like, banned them.
That's funny.
But it was hysterical.
Yeah?
Being one of the only kids who could do it, and then just, like, watching your friends, like, struggle.
Yeah.
I sound like a terrible person. Let me clarify. It was funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's always fun.
Yeah.
That's always fun. So is that it out of Aladdin? Is that all you want to say?
For now, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay, so we'll move on to my experience with a Disney Broadway show.
Yes, do tell.
Oh, I did say earlier that I've only seen two Broadway shows. That's wrong. And I do want to clarify. I did see SpongeBob the Musical.
Oh, you're lucky.
It was very good.
It was so good. I bet it was.
It was so good.
Oh, really?
It was very, very good.
Huh.
It was me, my brother, my friend Olivia, and her sister Isabel. It was very, very fun. It was a good time. A good time was had by all. The music's hysterical. The only thing... The music is funny. Like, the music is funny. Written by Jonathan Colton, who's a very funny comedic musician. The only thing I'd say is that What sucks is that, in my opinion, the worst song on the play is written by David Bowie. Yeah, it sucks. Like, and that's terrible to say. But moving on, recently, I think it was over Christmas, I saw the Frozen Broadway play.
And how was it?
Wasn't the movie. Okay, so the movie itself. Okay, so let's talk about Frozen for a little bit. Just a little bit. Let's talk about the movie Frozen. What do you think of it?
The movie Frozen.
Yes,
love it.
You love it. As do I. In my opinion, it came... I think if Frozen came first, people would like Tangled more. But the fact that Tangled was the first 3D, fully 3D animated princess movie. Because it was Princess and the Frog. Disney made Chicken Little, which was a 3D animated movie that I'm personally not a fan of. And then...
Wasn't it Brave? Did Brave come out?
Brave was Pixar.
Ah.
So Pixar's been doing the 3D animated thing for forever. The first time Disney tried it was, I think, Dinosaur, actually.
The Good Dinosaur?
Dinosaur. The movie Dinosaur.
Oh.
The movie Dinosaur was the first 3D animated, but I don't think that was theatrically released. I think the first theatrically released one was Chicken Little. And then Tangled came out, and Tangled was very, very good. I enjoyed it. Flynn Rider is my favorite Disney prince. He's very funny and charming. And then Frozen came out, and that blew people's minds. I think it's because the music's better.
Yeah, the music's really good.
And I do like the music better, but if I had a choice between Frozen and Tangled, I'd pick Tangled. I think Tangled's better, but I do really, really like Frozen. I don't want to get my point across, because I don't want to make it seem like I don't like Frozen. Because it's probably going to seem like that by the end of the podcast. But I do really like Frozen. I think Let It Go is amazing. I think every song is amazing. There's not a single song in Frozen that I think is unnecessary. Maybe Fixer Upper. But Fixer Upper is the song that you listen to it. You listen to Fixer Upper and you're like, oh, this could work as a Broadway play. Because it's a whole ensemble and they're you know, singing over each other. It's very clever. It's a very fun, upbeat rhythm. It's the last song on the soundtrack, and it's kind of unnecessary because it's really out of nowhere. If you really think about it, it slows the whole pace down, but just they need the Broadway showstopper. They need the showstopper, and that's what Fixer Upper was. It was really like a thing for the whole cast to get involved in.
Musical or?
No, in the movie. I'm talking about the movie for now, for Fixer Upper, because there is a showstopping large dance number in the musical, and we'll get to that because that was my biggest problem with the... Not my biggest problem. That's not my biggest problem, but it was one of the problems with the musical. I am not ungrateful for having seen a Broadway show.
Let us clarify.
Mother, thank you for bringing me to the show. But here's my honest opinion.
Oh, no.
Okay. You've been on the Frozen ride in Disney.
Yes, and I enjoy it greatly.
Okay. To me... The Frozen Broadway musical is the Broadway equivalent to the Frozen ride at Epcot.
What do you mean?
They banged it out as soon as possible to get it to before the love for Frozen dies out.
10 people just stopped the podcast because of what you just said.
Several people are typing. There's... Look, okay. I like Frozen a lot, but clearly Disney saw... an opportunity to make money, and they capitalized on it. Absolutely. You can't deny that.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Frozen was everything in the Disney parks, and they sold it in the Disney store, and
kids
everywhere.
Backpacks.
Everywhere was Frozen. Everywhere. I remember it was 8th grade. People were obsessed with Frozen. Like, my 8th grade English class was crazy about Frozen. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And, no, it was my whole 8th grade class, because I was in... My middle school worked differently, where it's like... If you had all the main subjects were the same group of people, mm-hmm. but then all the electives were like random. But so like all of my main subjects, like history and math and English, were all the same group of people. And that whole group of people loved talking about Frozen. All the girls in the class loved talking about Frozen.
Yeah,
and they were crazy about it. And so, there was obviously a trend. And... It is not easy to make a Broadway play. Like, not at all. So the moment that Frozen became popular, I remember my English teacher in 8th grade saying, they're going to turn Frozen into a Broadway show. And, four or 5 years later, they make it. And that's fast.
Someone owes that teacher a lot of money.
That's fast.
Mm-hmm.
For a Broadway show. Like it's not, it is not easy to make a Broadway show, especially one that is a road trip movie. Frozen is traversing a mountain. It is not like Beauty and the Beast, where the whole thing can take place in a castle. And it's not like Aladdin, where a majority of it can take place in a castle. And then a lot of it can take place in a village in Agrabah.
Yeah, for the, what they did with the set from the Aladdin musical was just like, you had the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
you had the castle, and then you had the Cave of Wonders.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Yeah.
Because you had like, you have the big dance numbers in a few songs, like One Jump Ahead, that's in the marketplace. He has a few others with his friends that he does there. The palace, the big one of the big dance numbers is Prince Ali, which is amazing. Like, just you have like these like the whole ensemble just out there, like people like doing crazy things everywhere. And then the other big one just being the Cave of Wonders. That's when you first meet Genie. And Friend Like Me is also another big dance number. Which is the funniest thing, because what he does with it is, like you were saying, how with Robin Williams, they could do, like, all these impressions.
Yeah.
They do impressions of different types of songs. Like, when I was there, and if you listen to the soundtrack online, you get, he sings, like, a country version of it. Then he starts singing ballads.
Yeah.
Then he starts, like, playing as if it's a game show. Like, all while, like, the scene's still going.
Yeah.
And then they do, like, little magic tricks. Like, they make the Aladdin guy, like, disappear out of a box.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's one character in each... I think there's one character in every Broadway play that will... Well, there's an aspect to the Disney Broadway plays that make them magical in the way that they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins is magical. She will transform the world into a jolly holiday and then blah, blah, blah. And then, like she'll fly away and stuff like that. Like, Genie can transform everything into anything, and it's funny.
Yep.
I had a third example. Beauty and the Beast, the whole castle is alive.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Like, they're fun set pieces to play off of, to easily be able to not only play off of, but just to keep the story interesting. But with Frozen, it is literally, it's like, the play felt short. Really? How long is Frozen? How long is...
Fact check.
Fact check. Here we go. Frozen... Runtime. I spelled run wrong.
Well, for what? The film or the...
The film, yeah. 140, yeah, an hour 49. So let's do Frozen Broadway show length. 140. One hour and 140 minutes. Yeah. So it's like 2 hours and 20 minutes. The show felt really
That's including intermission.
Short. Including intermission, which is like 15 minutes. So, like, let's say 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, 10 minutes longer than the actual movie. It's...
And plus, didn't they add more songs? They added more songs.
They did add more songs.
Oh, God, everyone's strapped in.
I'm not gonna get to that. It felt really short. Well, I'll get into it. Not right now. It felt very short. Because it was really easy to... I don't know. It was easy to, you know what's up. It's Frozen. Like, it's... They don't really kind of like the ride at Epcot. They don't go out of their way to show you anything more than it's Frozen. Here's Frozen. Love Frozen. Like, you love if you like Frozen, you're coming to see the Broadway show. If you don't like Frozen, you're not coming to see it. Like, it's not like Lion King, where it was like,
yeah,
like the Lion King Broadway show turned Lion King into the most profitable Disney IP ever. Intellectual property. Like, it is, IP is intellectual property. Well, that's the technical term. You rolled your eyes at me from using my terminology. IP is intellectual property. It just means like a brand, like a name that you make money off of. Like, the Lion King is an intellectual property, and any toy or ride or show or Broadway show, movie, sequel, TV show is based on the Lion King intellectual property. And so anything that makes money off of that, off of just the name alone, the credit goes to that IP. Frozen, the Broadway show, isn't gonna... Do you want to say something?
Anyway, so...
I'm talking about Frozen. Frozen is, It's not going to turn. That's not what it is. It's not The Lion King. I haven't seen The Lion King.
The musical?
Yes, I haven't seen it either. But I seriously doubt Frozen is. And you know, I say that, and it's like, well, it's not trying to be. It can be. I know Frozen can be. It probably can be. The set pieces were amazing. The part when the icicles, like, when they do, like, the projection, like they do on the castle in Disney World, where they have projections that make it look like the whole room is shifting. They did that. Like, the whole outside of the stage looks like it's made of wood, and it has this sort of Norwegian style. It's Norwegian wood by the Beatles. It's Norwegian, like, style architecture. It's got the carvings in the side. They got, like, totem poles and stuff like that. It looks great. And then when Elsa, you know, freezes it, it looks like the whole thing froze.
Lets it go.
Yes, when she let... No, yeah, the let it go sequence is great. You know, it's let it go. It's let it go. It's frozen.
It's let it go. You can't go wrong with let it go.
The thing is that the parts that I really like about it are not a credit to the play itself. They're a credit to the fact that it's frozen, and Frozen is already an amazing story with amazing characters and amazing songs.
Well, the thing was, like, with Aladdin, every song, I was ready to sing Friend Like Me, like, from the movie.
Mm.
It was not like from the movie. Not like, the lyrics were there. Different everything.
Yeah.
They put dance numbers in it. That was super nice. They switched it up a lot.
I wish that's what it was.
Like, it was a different feel. But the thing was, like, the feeling of Frozen, you can't change it.
No, and they don't.
Unless people will get mad.
They don't. They don't change it. You show up, and they don't... They didn't... I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking, they don't really change it at all. Like, even the part where... in Do You Not Want to Build a Snowman, they can't... In the movie, during Do You Want to Build a Snowman, the parents die. You see their ship, you see a wave rise above their ship, and the ship is just gone. And that is how it is conveyed to the audience that the parents are dead. Now, in the play, they sort of do the Do You Want to Build a Snowman, and then the Elsa's like, do you have to go? And the parents are like, yeah, we'll be back. And then they literally... like, get into the... They cross their arms as if they get into a position of, like, they're about to be in a coffin, and then the ensemble, like, picks them up and carries them away. And that's how it's conveyed to the audience that, like, they could spend a little bit more time writing original lyrics to the pre-existing songs to convey to the audience what the you know, a movie can't. What a movie can and what a play can't. That's the difference, is that it's a play and not a movie. They can't cut away to a ship.
They just pick up the parents.
They crowd surf the parents off the stage. Like, that's what happens. I can't show you guys, but it's, they cross their arms, like their hands go up to their shoulders as if they're dead, as if they're in a coffin. And then they just lean back and the ensemble just picks them up and marches them off like pallbearers. And then, you know, you see Anna and Elsa dressed in black. But there could have been another verse of Do You Want to Build a Snowman, or like a bridge where they talk about the parents' death, or they have a funeral even.
They get a tiny kayak and just push the parents off.
No, the parents are actually Tarzan's parents, and they crash landed on an island. That theory.
Not in my Broadway canon.
No, not in my canon.
My Broadway universe.
But the stuff that they do add in is the extra songs.
What were those?
Okay.
I have not done any of my searching or research into the Frozen Broadway show.
Prince Hans has his own song that he keeps reprising at various times. Hans of the Southern Isle.
Wizard.
What?
I don't know why.
The bad guy.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, spoiler alert for Frozen. The.
Throw out the spoiler in case you haven't seen it by now.
Hold on, what is this?
This is not what we were talking about this entire time.
Yeah, there's a couple of...
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert for Aladdin. He's the chosen one. He's the diamond in the rough.
Yeah, whoops.
Whoops.
Is he?
He meets a genie. Yeah.
Yeah, Will Smith. Genie time.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah, so Hans of the Southern Isle, it's called... His song is called Hans of the Southern Isle, and it is literally him saying, like, I'm the prince... and I'm Hans of the Southern Isle. And that's the lyrics of the song. It
Look
is.
Let me go. I'm Hans.
And you start singing Prince Ali. But my older brother leans over to me during intermission and he says, "You can tell which ones were the original and which ones weren't." And it really shows. Like,
was
if
that
you,
the only song they added?
No, not at all. There's like a coronation song where the whole ensemble is singing and Elsa's, you know, having a panic attack while she's being coronated and stuff like that.
That's great.
Because that's not a song. That's For the First Time in Forever. In the movie. Love is an Open Door, they change the lyrics a little bit, but only to fit the choreography, I think. Like, there was something, there was a specific word that they changed. Well, like, in the Broadway show Gaston, where, like, he can't say he's, you know, if the actor doesn't have a cleft in his chin, they can't say he has a cleft in his chin. So they changed the lyrics. And they did that for the movie. They did that for the live-action remake. And so they do changes like that, but they never add anything to the pre-existing songs. Even Reindeers Are Better Than People, that's not a full song. That's still just as short as it always was.
How was
In Summer also the same thing, Hans of Southern Isle. Let It Go is the end of Act One. So they really stretch it out, because if you remember, Let It Go is the end of Act One in the movie, but movies are a three act structure. So they put and Let It Go is not, again, they really don't add anything. The best part of the show is Let It Go, but that's because of the changing set pieces and the whole stage spins.
Well, they knew they couldn't. They had to focus in on Let It Go.
Absolutely, but they don't. That's not the longest song. The longest song is. Where is it?
How did they
there
do
it is.
Sven and stuff like that, like Olaf?
Sven looks amazing. Sven is a guy on. Is one guy in a suit. On all fours, but he's on stilts, so his front legs are on stilts and his back legs are on stilts, and they sort of like click, kind of like horse's legs. So it looks like how the upper half of Sven's leg is the guy in the suit's entire leg, and then the stilts just come down as at the knee of at the end of Sven's knee. It looks amazing. It looks very, very cool. Olaf is a puppet. Olaf is a kind of like. Trying to say it's a guy in a white like outfit, like a white themed like Scandinavian outfit, and then in front of him is a giant puppet of Olaf,
like the Olaf we know.
Yes. Yeah. Like, okay. Olaf and Sven look exactly like they do from the movie. And they look amazing. They look really, really cool. Like, Sven looks awesome. He's a puppet. So, like, he'll blink, he's always interacting. Like, since they're not on a sleigh, there's a part where they're just walking on a bridge, and they have the whole conversation about, like, you can't be married to somebody you just met, and instead of wolves, it's them falling through a bridge. That whole part when, like, Kristoff saves her from the wolves, instead of the wolves in the movie, it's in the show, it's a bridge, that, like, a rickety bridge that she falls through. And, like, during parts where there's conversations, I'll look over at Sven, and he's always doing something. And he's always interesting to look at. And it's a testament to the...
Actor in there?
Yeah, actor in there, but also the direction, if he's just, like, really hit home. Like, the set, everything feels alive. And I guess if it's a great show, but because it's Frozen... And I think the fact that it relies too heavily...
Frozen, what kind of show do you get?
Well, it's just... the fact that it relies way too heavily on the fact that it's Frozen is hurts it for me. But if you really look at it... If you look in a vacuum, it's a phenomenal show.
Yeah.
But the fact that it... But the stuff that they add is not as good as the original show. Like again, in a vacuum. Like, the stuff that they add isn't quite as good as... the original music, but if you weren't aware that there was a difference, they could get away with it. Now, however, the show-stopping number is on the return from the intermission. It is the beginning of Act Two. It's kind of out of order, where she meets Oaken. Oaken is, remember Oaken, the huge Swedish guy? Yeah, he's
Big Summer Blowout.
Yes, him. He's this sort of thin, scrawny, bearded man. Same exact voice, same exact same exact character. Physically, he's not the same character, but he's the same characterization. He looks exactly the same. He comes on at the end of intermission. He's in the audience and he's interacting with people, being like, "Hello, it's, you know, Oaken, whatever. Hello, little girl. Hello."
He's like in the audience.
He's in the he's like, yeah, up and down the aisle. And then he walks up onto the stage and he talks about, you know, his whole thing. And I forget if this is the end of Act One. I think it is, because that's how it's ordered in the cast, in the album. I forget, because he shows up before Let It Go in the movie, but Let It Go is the end of Act One, and I remember it being Act Two, so I'm gonna say it was the beginning of Act Two, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But yeah, and it's a whole like polka, like it's a 7 minute long polka about nothing.
We all need a good filler song every now and then.
That's what I mean, but the filler song doesn't have to be 7 minutes long. It doesn't have to be the it doesn't have to be the Be Our Guest. It doesn't have to be the
there's
plenty
like
of filler
that.
Songs, but it's like, it's sort of like operatic, where it's like they sing while dialogue happens, and that counts.
I think for Aladdin, there's one where it's just like it's the four of them, Aladdin and his three friends, and they literally are just like, it's right after he stole the bread. They're like, "Oh, we need money for more food. What are we gonna do? I have a great idea. Let's be street performers." And here's a long song of us being street performers, just to say, "Oh, we got $1 from that." It's an amazing song. But when you look at it from, like, the plot, it's just, like, it doesn't help. I think the only thing that was important is that during the middle of it, it's when Jasmine leaves the castle.
Yeah.
And, like, to live amongst the people. Mm-hmm. She runs into this, and there's this brief moment where, like, the lights kind of dim down, and, like, they focus in on Aladdin is dancing with this girl he's never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really sweet moment. And I like how they did it, because, like, it's not happening in the front. It's happening, like, kind of in, like, the middle-ish area of the dance.
Yeah.
But you can so just be like, wait, this is important, because the music changes, and it's super nice. And then, I don't think there are a lot of, when it comes to filler songs, like, a lot of them are, like, you know, the ones you know, like, A Whole New World was beautiful.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
They have, like, this whole, like, rig setting, so you do get the flying carpet and everything, and I think they changed it a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the whole set moves and like becomes bigger, and like the floor of the stage is all just like fog, so it looks like clouds.
Yep.
And you just have like these little lights that are flickering and looking like stars in the background. And it's so beautiful. It's like to the point where I got distracted looking at the set, I was like, "Oh wait, they're singing." And they're having a moment.
Yeah, that happened with me with the Frozen show a lot, where it's like I'm looking at the background. Yeah, I mean, you gotta have filler songs, but the Oaken thing is just way too long. It's just weird. It's weird for the sake of getting a laugh out of the kids, because,
well, that's really who they're aiming for.
I know that, but no.
Hmm?
Look, if it's a kid's show, like, it's like SpongeBob's a kid's show. Like, it's, and even that, it's not. I would say that it's more geared towards family, but it's the longest song in the play, and it went on way, like, during the song, I was like, okay, when this is over. Because it wasn't as good. The longest song in the show is an original song written by sort of just not as good composers as the original Frozen writers, who are Broadway, who are Tony Award winning.
Do they ever bring up the giant ice monster?
No. No, he's
Why?
Not.
Why?
I don't think so. I'm trying to remember. No, I don't. No. No.
No?
I don't think so. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember it, so I don't think so. Yeah. No. I'm going to say no. It's a no from me.
I was going to say, because you know in Broadway, they have these ginormous puppets. Like, have you heard of the King Kong music?
The main thing that I've learned from this is that I want to go watch Aladdin.
I want to go see more musicals.
Yes, I do want to do that. I want to.
Even though we were just sitting here talking about Frozen, and I would still go see it.
No, you should go see it. No, you should go see it. If you like Frozen, you're going to like this.
Yes.
I'm just cynical.
Yeah. I don't know, but with both of these, both Aladdin and Frozen, the reason we kind of honed in on these is because of what's happening for the future of both of them.
Yes.
You have the live action trailers for Aladdin coming out.
Hey.
And then then you have a teaser trailer for Frozen 2 that just came out too.
I'll talk about my thing first because I don't have much to say because it wasn't a lot.
All right.
I think it looks great. The fact that they didn't introduce any new cute characters as an excuse to sell toys months before the movie comes out, I think is a great sign that they really are focusing more on storytelling rather than a cash grab. Like, if they actually genuinely have
a story to tell. A little bit of a darker look.
If so they have far. A story to tell, I'm looking forward to it. And darker, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then the Aladdin trailer. Okay, yes, obviously there's the thing everyone's been talking about. Yeah. Yeah. It's genie time. Never heard of that before? Rim the lamp. Genie come out. Ooh. Oh my lord. Do I love how he looks, but not in the actual sense of me enjoying it?
It's gonna be oh my god. He better not look like that.
No, they have to realize.
They have to fix it.
The hellfire that they just received.
You know what it looks like? It's, because when the magazine was released, like, Christmas Eve or something like that, sometime in late December, they released the magazine cover where Will Smith was the genie, but he wasn't blue. He was dressed like the Broadway guy. And people got mad, and they're like, oh, why isn't he blue? And he tweeted out, don't worry, we're going to be blue. It looks like in the trailer, he's not actually blue in that scene, but they just put his face on a blue guy.
I didn't mind the fact that he wasn't blue.
Neither did I. I thought it was like, I was like, oh,
that's cool. I was like, oh, it's like, from the,
it's like the Broadway play, yeah.
It makes more sense that way, but when you try to forcibly turn someone blue, he looks like a rejected Avatar character.
It looks like James Cameron's Avatar. That's what it looks like. It looks worse than that because it's James Cameron's Avatar, the whole face
it looked good.
It didn't blend in. Will Smith's face didn't blend into the rest
of
the character.
It looked like someone did like a terrible, like something like you can alter the photo on your iPhone that made Will Smith blue.
Yes, absolutely. It looks like a face swap.
And the fact that it's like, they knew. They're like, at the end of this trailer, we're going to present the thing people have been waiting to see, Genie. As in, you know, it cuts away, you hear his voice for a little bit, and he pops up just to be this disgusting thing I don't want to look at. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's just to say new. And then, like, the rest of the cast, like, the rest of, like, it kind of, like, looking. Like, I can't tell you a god honest answer for what else is in that trailer.
Yeah.
Besides how much I did not like how the genie looked.
The music sounds great. The orchestration sounds great.
Probably, yeah.
Aladdin, I don't mind, you know. He
but
looks
did
like Aladdin.
I focus on that?
No.
No, because the genie. Because
genie is being genie.
Oh my god.
He looks atrocious.
But it's. Hopefully they'll
fix it. I'm not looking forward to it.
Hopefully they'll fix it. At least, hey, we got one good thing. We got one good we got two good original movies. We got one good musical. And we got one good trailer for things to come. To me, that seems like a win.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I guess that's really all we got to talk about for this episode. We're sorry that it's taken so long to finally come back.
Yes.
So thank you for sticking to the end. Make sure to keep following us on the SoundCloud. You can still find us on SoundCloud.
Spotify, iTunes. If you go to anchor.fm/littlebitofmagic, it will tell you all of the available platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking into getting some sponsorships for the show. So if halfway through this episode it cut away to a commercial, sorry about that. there's that, and then we'll probably just let you know.
And also, I am going to be going to Disney in a recent
yes,
in,
soon.
Very soon. So I look forward to an episode of Christian visiting things he hasn't done before in Disney.
Yeah.
And also, feel free to give some suggestions of things the must-dos.
Yes.
In your personal must-dos.
And give some suggestions of topics that you want us to talk about.
Mm-hmm. So we can have a fresh new insight when we come back.
Yes.
All right.
So we'll see you when we see you.
Goodbye, all.
Fix the Yeti.
Oh, my God.